child.
Okay, and a female child is a little
girl.
And a male child is a little
boy.
A wagon has four
wheels.
Before he went fishing, he dug some what for bait?
He digs them?
Yeah, and what do you call the things that he digs? Like the Chautauqua
worms?
The opposite of rich is
poor.
She kept her coins in a small change.
Please.
A nanny, a female goat is sometimes called a nanny, and a male goat is sometimes called a
kid. Male goat.
That's a little one. Kid. If a boy is named William, what might his friends call him?
The Billy Goat.
Okay. What kind of animal was it that Little Red Riding Hood met in the woods?
A wolf.
A place where a lot of corn is grown is called a corn
crib.
And the place where it's grown?
A field.
We planted some turnips and some lettuce in the
garden.
The holiday in late November when we eat turkey and dressing.
It's Thanksgiving.
A light-colored highway is made out of... Well, let me put this another way. That's a kind of poor question. A kind of building material that bricks are put together with.
Cement.
The state where Nashville and Chattanooga are.
Tennessee.
If a person is in trouble, you would try to what him?
Comfort him. Console him. Help him.
Smile that. If something isn't wide, then it might be
narrow.
I'd like to help you, but I just
can't.
Another name for an automobile is a
even names one.
Well, let's see. Let me ask you this way. Let's see. They used an automobile used to be called a motor.
Motor car.
Okay. My mother might say to me, this man is your uncle and his wife is
your aunt.
Before birds lay their eggs, they build
nests.
Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at
desk.
Before a boy fights, he might clench both his
fist.
A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime that stings and draws blood is called
a mosquito.
You might look up in the sky and say, oh, there's not a single
star
in the daytime.
Oh, cloud in the sky.
Okay. The building a person lives in is his
home, house.
Okay. If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, what general word could you use to refer to it? You might say, I'm going to get my shotgun and go get that
crow.
Well, I suppose you didn't know what it was.
That creature.
Okay. Would you ever use the term vomit?
I don't think I would.
Okay. What do you call a little creature that lives in the ocean and it grows to be about 3 or 4 inches long? And when you cook it, it curls up and it turns pink. It curls up, like, and you have to shell them before you eat them.
Shrimp.
Okay. Oh, will you say the word vomit for me? Will you say the word vomit?
Vomit.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Just about to pass it by. If I can, I want to get you to say all these words, you know. If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water, because hot water will make wool
draw up.
And what's another way to say that?
Shrink.
What am I doing with my hand right now?
Hunting.
A round fruit about the size of a baseball that grows in Florida is an
orange.
If a person doesn't want his car to get rained on, he might park it in a
garage.
To find out how tall someone is, you might get a yardstick and
measure them.
TV is another way to say
TV.
If you need to sue somebody, you have to hire a
lawyer.
The person who presides over the court is a
judge.
Bread is made chiefly from
wheat.
And what do you call wheat?